Amen. Begin Neil. Let's start with prayer. No, no, kitty. I'm not. Oh, boy, I shouldn't have rolled out. I just realized my cat's in here. So soon as I make a move, she thinks, oh, it's feeding time. All right. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with your presence again. Thank you for bridling my tongue a few moments ago, and please bridle everyone's tongue that speaks now. Please bless everyone with your presence. Thank you for giving us what we need to glorify you and to grow in Christ. Thank you so much for forgiving us and cleansing us, and thank you for all the praises that we're about to share, all these wonderful things that you've done the last 30 days to 30 years. And thank you for blessing everyone on the prayer list and all those that were mentioned in the prayer requests in the chat room here. We love you, Father, and we want to let you know how much today. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, let me give her a little bit of, I think that's the rest that's in this. A little bit. I'll give her a little bit of that.
Here you go, kitty. Okay.
That's it. That's all you're getting. Yeah. I wonder how hot it is outside, because it's hot in here. And we got the air around. Let me turn this fan up a little bit. There. Like I said earlier, please stick around. We got a major announcement after the service, which will be after this testimony service. Anybody that's got anything they want to share that the Lord has done for them in the last 30 days or 30 years, you know, if you're new, put your hand up, and we'll you know, if you got a microphone, you know, and please keep it, you know, short to some extent, because we often have a lot of people that want to get on here, and so that way we won't be here all day, which isn't a bad thing if you think about it, but you know, it'll be easier if you know, if we keep it under, you know, 5 minutes for each person or something like that. Anyway, I got a few. I've had many answered prayers this week. More confirmation on discernment. The Lord's fine tuning that. My wife and I were blessed with confirmation on something that we were told years ago. I'm not going to say how many, in regards to something that's happening now in the church. It's so sad that it's happening, but you know, we were warned, and so it's always unexpected regardless, like it happened before too, and we had the same discernment beforehand, but not this strong. And so I want to praise the Lord for all the answered prayers, my salvation, the joy of my salvation. I got to tell you, you know, going through all this, even with like when I had health scares over the last few years and stuff like that, I'm thinking, well, you know, if it's time to take a nap, I'm okay. Death doesn't scare me at all. The only thing that bothers me is, you know, who's going to care for my wife? I got to make sure that she's cared for. And no, I don't have insurance. We don't do that. Even though I used to sell that stuff too. Never kept it on myself. I always thought that, well, you know, that was silly. You know, but I don't know. I also wanted to praise the Lord for the stream stabilizing. The Lord answered prayers in regards to finding the config file for the streamer I use, because getting those guys on the phone, oh, forget that. It ain't happening, especially with this planned demic out there, and so that kind of cripples you. But praise the Lord that I have education. Well, he's blessed me with an understanding on computers and programming and stuff like that, and so I finally found I guess you can call it like a breakdown of the way this streaming software I use can be configured. And I jumped all over that. And so, looks like it's stable, except for in the beginning, and I apologize, I thought it was Mindy's mic doing that. It was like like every 50 milliseconds. Or actually it looked like about a half a second or something like that. It was like a heartbeat. But it was mostly on the stream and on my end, too. And some people were saying they heard it here in the chat room, but then they may have been in the chat and the stream at the same time. And so I quickly shut the stream down, because it was already all chopped up anyway, and restarted it. But before we started it, I tweaked. There was a delay thing I put in there for some stupid reason, taking some advice that obviously was wrong. And so I pulled the delay out of it, and bam, it fixed it. And I want to thank the Lord for that, because I don't notice. You know, this isn't open-ended software. It just gives you, like, It doesn't even give you a like an admin wall. It just gives you a way to get in there and config it using the tools that it has, and which is annoying. I'd rather this. Well, it's not server bound. It's on my system, so it's not like it's going to have an admin wall anyway. But that would be nice, even if it was on my own system, because those are a lot easier to, you know, go through. So I want to praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord for something that I'm not going to go into great detail about, because me and Sean and Eli are working on something. It's a new work that's being discussed, where we're going to be spreading the present truth much further than we ever did before. The Lord has blessed us with the means to do so. And I can't say much about it now, but please keep it all in prayer, as the enemy already sought to try to sidetrack it by the attacks that are going on now. And but we're not going to let it sidetrack us, you know. And so we're gonna do what we can do. And so please keep me, Sean, and Eli in prayer in regards to this, and anybody else that joins in this. I want to praise the Lord. A young man that I talked to, his first name is David. I'm not going to say his last name. On the phone an hour and a half the other day. Boy, that guy, he's easy to talk to. But a brother in the faith usually is, right? Yeah, a joy to talk to. And like all of you are. It's just amazing how we just connect. And but yeah, he has a desire to, well, we already have people translating, but he can do it too. He's bilingual. And but he's on fire. He wants to go out. He's in Jersey, up in the, you know, East Coast there. And so the works are going to get kicked up in knots there, I'm sure. And he just loves what we're doing, I guess. I'm thinking he's in the stream, but I don't know. Less, I haven't checked, but I don't know. But that's where he can only use the cell phone at this point. And then I've talked to another preacher who's connected with this health ministry, and I talked to him earlier in the week. His name is Anthony, and boy, I tell you, the Lord's hand is moving, and this is why we see happening what's happening. That we're going to discuss later is because the enemy's trying to stop what the Lord's showing us is going to be done, and he's going to use us to get certain things done. And I'm just thinking, wow, this happened before. All of a sudden, the work just got kicked up a notch, and so the enemy says, oh, let's throw a monkey wrench in the works, but that ain't going to happen this time. We're not going to let it bother us. You know, like, for example, people are going to ask me questions about this, and that. No. I got the study on the site. Read it. If you believe it, fine. If you don't, fine. I mean, there's, you know, we're not going to get into that back and forth stuff anymore, because it leads to arguments, and it's just not right. If the study's out there, you read the study, you know. And anyway, wait, let me. Okay, let's see. Hold on, let's see. Okay. All right. Let me see who's first here. Sister Daniela. Okay. She sent me this morning, as a matter of fact. I got a few praises here. Amen, Brother Gilbert. We can all read. And some people, I've had actually people say, well, that's a long study. Can you just summarize? Nope. You know, I'm not going to do it. Because if you don't want to sit down and take the time to study up something like the Mark of the Beast or the 1 hour of temptation or 1 hour with the Beast or whatever, if you don't want to take the time to do the study, well then, you know, Bible study isn't your forte, I guess. I mean, it's just you don't get into it. If you want to know the truth and if you're that serious about it, you know, just read the study. And it has been, you know, agreed upon, but, you know, opinions do change, I guess. But anyway, Sister Daniela says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have two praises. My first praise is that I ask God to give me his truth. He did this by leading me to my husband, who thus in turn led me from the SDA truth into the truth of the remnant church. Praise the Lord. And I'm reading this verse with all of you. You know, these praises I got, I don't have time to read them, and I just hope there's nothing bad in them. You know, names and addresses. Well, I'll stop short on stuff like that. But a lot of people, they don't realize. Don't put your first name and last name on the internet. You know, you're looking for trouble. So anyway, he did this through much prayer and genuine studies of God's word. He led me to this church home, where I am so thankful to the faithfulness and truth of God's word being uplifted through Pastor Nicholas and Pastor Craig. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find, and knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Praise the Lord. Exclamation point. Amen, dear sister. And then she says for her second praise, my second praise is for my sister Sarah. I asked Pastor Nicholas and the saints to pray for her mental health, and now I see her true personality. Before, there was only a shell of a person. Now I see some of the women whom God called her to be. Actually, it should be woman. It's women, but it should be woman whom God called her to be. Like I said earlier, we got to pray. I always pray this in my own personal prayers with my Father, our Father. And I say, Father God, thank you for helping me get to the man that you created me to be. And that's what's happening. This is what Sister Danielle is saying about her sister Sarah, that now she could see the woman that God planned her to be. And she says, I can't begin to convey my true feelings as I am overwhelmed by God's faithfulness to his promises. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18:19, of course. And then she finishes by saying, praise the Lord. And I echo, praise the Lord, sister. Amen. That's a good one. Well, they're all good ones. And so this next one here is from Sister Kara. Wow, I just looked over. We got a lot of people on the radio. Sister Kara, she says, seven blessings, brothers and sisters. I will send again. Don't know what happened to my email. Oh, okay, I guess that was a note to me, I guess. She says, I want to praise the Lord for how blessed I have been by early writing, Ellen White's writings, I guess, The Great Controversy. It has the real one, the unedited one, by the way, okay? It has really opened my eyes so much more, and I have fallen more in love with our Lord and Savior and have gotten to know him much more, which I have been praying for lately. Oh, man, there's also confirmation there as well. The Lord kept, you know, with this new study that we're going to be starting in 2 weeks, all about Jesus. Anyway, I have had to stop at times to wipe my tears with how much he and his followers and the angels had to suffer. This book has been, because that's, you know, Sister White goes into detail in regards to what she's talking about here, about how the people of God went through what they went through with the Inquisitions and whatnot of the Catholic Church. She says, this book has been so encouraging to know that our Lord would have died for just one of us. That got to my heart majorly, and I never want to run away from him again. I want to praise his name, and we'll share this book with others. God bless and happy Sabbath. So praise the Lord. Sister Kara got the book and she read it. And that's another thing I want to praise the Lord for too as well. As you know, I bought a case. And now I talked to Mary Beth the other day and she's not selling cases anymore. And so I told her I would correct this problem for her. Last week I mentioned how I... on the stream here, how I buy a case of books from Sister Mary Beth, and then I mail them to people, you know, for free. I just mail the books to people and let them know about it. But I do it differently because Mary Beth actually has a mailing service that she does, and so she just keeps the case at her house. That means I save on shipping and handling anyway. So this is, no, I'll buy the case, put it off to the side, and then I just send you the addresses when I get them. Don't call Mary Beth and ask her for a case of books anymore. She's not going to sell them anymore. She needs to keep the books that she has to keep the shelves filled, even though the shelves are going empty because of the videos we make. And she finally found a printer that looks to be replacing the printer that retired a year and a half, 2 years ago, that used to allow her to say, hey, look, I only need 5 of these books, 10 of these books, 100 of those. All the other places and the ones that I found are all do the same thing. You got to have them. You can order, like Digipod, you can order 24 books, but then you're going to pay through the nose for them. And that means she's got to raise her prices on the site. She doesn't want to do that. And so she has to buy them at 100. And boy, that's expensive when these books are, it costs a few dollars just to print one. If it's only $3 to print one book, that's $3,000 you got to come up with. And so looks like that. That prayer is answered, and so we're going to find out this coming week in regards to the bid that the guy's going to be giving her. But he's a peach of a guy. He's a real nice guy, and so that is going to make it much easier. But if you want to send books to people, please don't ask Mary Beth for a case. Call her for a book or two for yourself. Yeah, But if you need, like to send a book to like three or four people, send me their addresses. Email those addresses to me. Go to my Contact Us pages and say, hey, maybe I'll make a new form for that. And pray about that too, because the form server that I used to use is dead. It's gone. It's past tense. I'm never going to bother with that company again. So I'm looking for a new way of doing this. But I've got MacGyvered up some forms, and so they do work, but I just don't like them. But yeah, just email me the people's addresses. Some of you are already doing this, and I thank you for them. And then I send 10, 15, or 20 addresses a week to Mary Beth with money for shipping them, because now I got to pay for her to ship each book, which is fine. The Lord bless us with a couple of bucks to do this, and so I want to praise the Lord for that. And that's what I like about, you know, with Sister Kara. That's she's one of the first in regards to being blessed by that book that we're sending out to people. And so, there you go. All right, so Brother Samuel sent a praise. Hey there, David. I just saw him on the stream there. Hey, brother. Sabbath blessings to you. It was good talking to you the other day on the phone, by the way. And so, anyway, getting back, Brother Samuel said, God bless you, dear brothers and sisters. I would like to thank the Lord that I am here. I thank him for the Sabbath day, and I thank him for chastising me. The Lord has made it clear to me this past month that obedience to his law will bring blessings and healing, whilst disobedience will bring curses and disease. Yeah, that's what we try to tell people. Yeah, but praise the Lord, he gave that on to you. He says, I thank the Lord for his long suffering toward me, and that he has not cut me off completely, and how he uses several trials to bring me to my knees. I was supposed to leave my cozy accommodation by the beach in South End this month and go back to live at my mom's house in London. But I got the news yesterday that I will be allowed to stay in my accommodation until October 4th, completely rent-free. Praise the Lord. Pray for me, brothers and sisters, that these 3 months the Lord has given me are spent in doing the work that needs to be done in prayerful study of his word. Amen, brother. We'll definitely. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll just add that to my praise list here. Prayer list. So hold on. Let me email myself that, because otherwise I'll forget later. So I'll just go new email. It goes to me. Prayer. And then bam. Okay, you are now on my permanent prayer list, brother. And anybody else that does it, you know, we got prayer warriors in the church that I like. When we have like an emergency prayer request, if it comes on my cell phone, I send it to Brother Eli. If it comes in email, I send it to Brother Joe. You know, because that's the way we do it. Yeah, I hate cell phones, but I'll do it. I'll do it with the cell phone too. Yeah. So anyway, this next. Oh, has anybody got a hand up? Let me just scroll up and down. I've got. Okay. All right, before the beat, okay, let me drop the mic then. Fran's going to get she's got a praising from Sister Vera. So let me drop the mic. Wait, I got to move these PMs to drop the mic.
Send a blessing, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, send a blessings, precious church family. I want to praise Jesus for all the witnessing opportunities for the past month. Jesus helped me and giving me more discernment about obeying his Titus 3:10 wise command. And so this past month, I was swamped with people asking good questions to me, which gave me opportunity to share the truth online to many Slavic people trapped in fallen Protestant churches. And praise Jesus that many people heard the present truth. Also, I want to praise Jesus for giving me wisdom and strength to do things his way in approaching my kids with truth. And when Satan stirred things up between my older daughter and I, Christ helped me to turn that around and worked in my daughter's mind and heart to restore our relationship. And lastly, I praise Jesus for all the trials that Christ is bringing me through this past month to better prepare me for the end times. Amen, Sister Vera. I echo that. I praise the Lord for those trials, because it's just preparing all of us for this end time life that we have. Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Never mind. I was going to say something else, but all right. I got. The last praise I got in email. I got some more here in PMs, but here, let me put my email software back up here and see if I got any more emails from people with praises. Well, I just got an email. Let's see who it's from. Oh, Brother Yaswanth. All right. Oh, by the way, Eli, Sean, and I already got Yaswanth's study. I want to put your studies on that one page we were talking about, because I don't want everybody thinking it's all about what I'm saying, because it's not just me preaching this truth. So, I just noticed Sabbath blessings to a Leanne up there. I don't know if this are the same Leanne that we're used to, but it's a different one? Okay. All right. Well, Sabbath blessings to you, sister. Okie dokie. Let me go. Sister Teresa sent me this morning. Three praises. One very short. One, mediocre. And then one short. So, let me read them. First praise. Well, first she says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And so, that's good there. And then, first praise says, I praise the Lord that my daughter Jessica has started to do the end time prophecy studies, and she is here with me today for church. Hey there, little sister. And she says, please continue to pray for her to overcome all temptations and sustain the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to have you here, little sister. All right, so second praise. As most of you know, the Lord is working on my husband's salvation, and unfortunately he gives Satan permission to rule him at times. Things were going very well, but then Satan started to whisper lies in his ears against me, and he verbally attacked me for those lies. I am innocent of those things that he accused me of. Going forward, it was a couple of weeks, or hard weeks rather, and he believed the lies to the point that he wanted a divorce. I know that Satan is trying to prohibit God's plan for us to go forward. Although it was very discouraging, I wasn't going to give up. I got on my knees and I asked the Lord if divorce was his will for our marriage. I then left it in the Lord's hands. A few days later, my husband and asked me for forgiveness. I didn't know what overcame him. That's him having fun. I loved. He makes such cute noises. Anyway, I relayed to my husband by him allowing alcohol and other things in his life. He opens the door to lies. I then said to my husband, "Would he allow a man to physically pick me up and throw me to the ground?" He responded, "Absolutely not." I then relayed that. That is more or less what he is allowing Satan to do to me, especially when he believes his lies and that Satan attacks me through him. My husband never thought of it that way. My husband has a big heart and is misguided at times. However, I do constantly see the Lord's hand at work, and he has changed my husband in a lot of ways. I praise the Lord for the trials which strengthens me in Christ. Praise the Lord. Please pray for my husband and my marriage, and we will do that, dear sister. Okay, as a matter of fact, you're already on our primitive prayer list. And then number three, her last praise here is, I am also thankful for the Lord giving me a lot of mental visions on things that I misplaced and then found. How to set up a mini garden at the campground and things that would have cost money to fix, but were figured out without cost, and many more butterfly praises. Yeah, praise the Lord. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. And the butterfly praises, I think that's so neat. I call them that too, the butterfly wing praise, you know. Even though some people think, oh, it's no big deal, it's like a butterfly wing. Yeah, but to me, it hit me like a ton of golden bricks from heaven. And so, even if it just brings a smile to my face, I'm thinking, wow, Father, you created all, there's a seen and unseen, and yet you took time out of your busy eternity just to do that little minuscule thing. That shows a lot of love. Boy, I it's so sad when I think about people that don't know him like that, like the atheists and the Muslims and the Catholics and even the SDAs. You don't hear any powerful movements of the Lord's hand in that church or answered prayers. I mean, this is Christendom has been watered down the last 2,000 years, you know, because of the way people just, the flesh takes over. It's sad. I don't know what you're... Well, ask the question later, Dwayne. I don't get what you're asking here, so we'll just... maybe give me a call. Give me a call tomorrow. How about that? Can you do that, bro? Maybe he stepped away. All right, Sister Janet. Or Jeanette. I always mess her name up, so I got to say them both. Because my sister Janie, well, I just call her Janie, my sister. Anyway, she says, I would like to share praise with y'all. I was in a car accident involving four cars. Two cars hit me from behind. The car in the back was going at least 45 to 50 miles per hour. And, of course, I hit the car in front of me. Well, yeah, you're going to get catapulted. And she says, I and the car in front of me was at a complete stop. I have suffered from whiplash, but my eight x-rays showed no fractures, praise his mighty name. My chiropractors, plural, are expecting a full recovery, though it's going to take a while. Praise our mighty healer. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord that hedge of angels are about you, and you're here with your brothers and sisters on Sabbath day, dear sister. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh. Okay. All right, good. Yeah, okay. Call me tomorrow, Dwayne, sometime after... Oh, wait, I got my family. Some of the kids are coming over. Well, it don't matter. We're probably not going to have to talk that long. So, yeah, sometime after 5 tomorrow would be cool. And we'll talk then, bro. All right, so Lewis, brother Lewis, number 5 here says, I praise the Lord for healing me from my disease and for healing my tongue about a month ago. Praise the Lord. And then he says, about 2 weeks ago, I ate 2 slices of bread. And after I ate them, I realized that the bread I was eating had mold. Like I did many. I already talked about that. That's why I asked you to repeat this. But after that, I kneeled on my knees and prayed to the Lord and praised the Lord. I did not get food poisoning. Amen. Amen. Hopefully, you just got like a penicillin boost, because that's what I was praying about. Since Father God, let it be that I just needed this penicillin. This was decades ago. I was still a Sunday keeper with Pastor Russ and that group, and we're going to Dora Hope Missions, 51st in Indiana. And I had to sit outside to guard the car because it was a violent neighborhood. And some woman pulled, I was praying, because we were all working all day long out in the city. And this was like 11 o'clock at night, and we're in a bad area. And so I had to sit and guard the car. And I'm sitting there, and I said, Father God, I need something to eat. You know, this is before I just, you know, realized the importance of fasting. And so as I'm praying, this woman pulls up and she's bringing a bunch of stuff to the mission. And she opens up the back of her pickup truck and says, you want any bread? And I go, whoa. That was a quick answer to prayer, because as soon as I answered the prayer, she pulled up, opened up the back. Like it was a cab on the back of a pickup. It was just filled with bread. And I says, yeah. And I looked in and I says, I grabbed a loaf of cocktail. They were called cocktail rye bread. Because my mom used to buy those when I was a kid. You make little finger sandwiches or something out of them. But I love rye bread. And so I'll just take that loaf and I'll eat it the way it is. I don't need nothing with it. I just love rye. Little squares. I'd say they're about, I got a little ruler here. I'm thinking they're at least, 2 inches square. Perfect little square. And I started eating them, and it took us an hour to get back to where we were going to separate for the night. I was going to drop them off at the church, and I was going to go home. And as I was in the church with the light on, I realized that the mold was permeated through the entire center of the loaf, and I was halfway done with the loaf. I got a little, a spark of nausea for, 50 milliseconds, maybe, because I just don't get nauseated. And then I just prayed, and that was fine. So, yeah, Brother Lewis just went through the same thing. And so I look at it as maybe we needed that. It's just like with a mother that gets cravings, she wants a pickle with milk or something, some goofy, I don't know, some of the weirdest cravings. And it's because that's what the baby needs. The baby needs certain nutrients, and you'll find that in this or that or whatever. Anyway, let me drop the mic. I see Sister Mindy. I just got an email from Yaswanson, so I'll share that after Sister Mindy. Let me drop my mic.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. What a beautiful Sabbath to share our testimonies and our praises. And I just ask all of you, just whatever it is, whatever, little, big, small, just share your praises today. It's so uplifting for others to hear how God is moving in our lives and to see his hand move. So I just I just ask you all to just share, whether in the chat room or on the mic or sending some Pastor Nick or Sister Fran or Sean your praises. Let's all praise the Lord today. And I just want to praise the Lord. I thank you all for your prayers last week. It seems like the enemy is like attacking me on the Sabbath more than any other day, of course. Last Sabbath, as most of you know, I woke up with a horrible, horrible toothache, and to the point where I was literally in tears, and I got down and knelt down with my grandchildren and asked them to pray with me, for healing. I didn't want the enemy to stop me from us doing the children's study and what are the Ten Commandments. And so, and then I reached out to my church family and asked them to pray as well. And by the time I was getting close to doing the study, it was just amazing because the pain, I mean, I had a little bit of pain, but it was like almost gone. And obviously many of you helped me with natural methods to use as well, which helped as well. So I thank God for his natural methods. And I want to share with you something I learned too. If you have a toothache, clove. I ended up getting some clove oil, but before that I had some regular ground clove, and it works as it like numbs. I guess it's the same ingredient that they put in, when the dentist shoots your tooth with the Novocaine or whatever. It works great. So just wanted to share that with you all, that is a great remedy. If you have a really bad toothache, just put a cotton swab in some clove oil and dab it on there, and it will just numb it. It works great. So, and yes, the turmeric paste, yeah, that works great as well. So I just thank you all for your helping with natural methods. And it's completely gone now. And then Sister Fran also suggested rinsing your mouth with hydrogen peroxide. And so I did that, a few times a day, and that was very beneficial as well. So it went away. Thank the Lord. I was really worried. It was in a new crown that I had put on my tooth, and I was just praying I didn't have to get a root canal. And as a lot of you know, root canals are not good for you. So I praise the Lord that I did not have to have that. And then last night, I lost my internet, and it was Sabbath Eve. I wasn't able to get into the Friday night study, and all night I kept trying. I unplugged the modem and waited to plug it back, and I tried everything, and I wasn't able to get in. And then this morning I woke up, and I wasn't able to get into the internet, and so I reached out to you all and asked you to pray and that I would be able to do the children's study, and praise the Lord, I came back into my office, and it was working great. So, and praise the Lord for that, because Sister Fran wasn't able to do her study, so we would have been in trouble if I didn't have my internet, and Sister Fran was having issues as well. So I praise the Lord for that we were able to do the Ten Commandments study this morning or this afternoon, and so God is so good. But like I said, the enemy is like attacking me on the Sabbath, it seems like, and so who knows what he's going to try to do next Sabbath. But I praise the Lord that he can't stop me. He can't stop us from having our children study, and so as much as he tries, I praise the Lord that we're able to do it. And I just want to praise the Lord for all of you. I love you. You guys are my beloved church family, and I don't know what I'd do without you guys. And I just pray for unity. I pray, the enemy's attacking our church, obviously, and we need to all just band together. And, he said he's going to make war with the saints, with the remnant of the seed, and that's what he's doing. And so we just all have to just, be mighty soldiers and just go through these trials and just stick together and just pray for each other. Please, we need to pray for each other for strength. Pray for our church leader. Pray for Pastor Nick and his family. And we just need to pray that we have the strength to endure these last days, because it is going to get so intense, brothers and sisters, as you know. And I just want to let you know that I love you all. I'm so grateful for all of you. And have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless.
God bless you too, sister. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing. Your microphone sounded so much better. I didn't barely hear the fan at all. Did any of you? Oh, okay, Fran. Yeah, give me a minute. That was crystal. I mean, that boy, that was good. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you leaned forward on the mic or something, I don't know. It sounded perfect. I mean, I heard no fan in the background at all. Let me get my email thing up again to see. Brother Yaswan just sent me one. I got a bunch of PMs here, too. All right. Okay, where to go? There it is. All right, he says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswan from India. I have a praise. Sabbath blessings to all dear brethren. I wanted to praise the Lord for the travel mercies of God upon my wife and my son during her travel in the lockdown to my place. It is really a tough thing for her to travel, except the Lord is with her to travel in this new normal with an infant. Yeah, because it's really strange out there in India with the lockdown thing. And he says, I think he was talking about that last week in regards to how it's different there. I mean, it's just not easy. Anyway, he finishes by saying, I really praise God for that, and I wish and pray all of you a blessed Sabbath. Peace and God bless. Well, peace and God bless to you too, my brother. Let me see if I got another one here. I just got one. Okay, good. Good to hear. So Brother Lewin just told me that, the stream was bad, Brother Lewin, or is that, I think that's a man's name, right, Lewin? But, but we fixed it. We got everything working better. But he's on WTPR now, so either way, praise the Lord that you were able to get in. So praise the Lord. Thanks for the email, brother, sister, whatever. I think I got written down somewhere, but I can't remember. All right, and then Fran, you got another praise here. All right, so let me drop.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have another praise here from Sister Susan. And Sister Susan says, Sabbath blessings. She says she's so thankful for our Father's healing. She says, my daughter sustained a very bad fall last week, but thankfully she is okay. I am also very thankful for his protection last night while I was on the road during a storm. Lastly, I am so thankful for my job. It allowed me to have Fridays off. I work third shift, so I can keep Sabbath now. Sabbath blessings to all. Amen, Sister Susan. Yes, he's just, isn't he just wonderful? He's so protective of us. It's just a blessing. Words can't even describe how, you know, our God is, how our God is to us. He's just so awesome, let's just say that. And I also have another praise, too. I forgot to say it earlier. I'm praising the Lord for my grandson here, his baby Garen. He is a handful, as you can hear. And it's just so nice to have a baby in the house again. And little, he's just a bundle of joy. So I just praise the Lord for that. Okay, I'll hand the mic back. Oh, one more thing. I forgot again. Okay, I just remembered. Praise the Lord. I want to praise God for our women's study on Thursday nights. It's such a blessing. We only have a handful of women. And we are so blessed learning things from each other. And, you know, Sister Katie helps with the Bible studies now in the women's study. And, you know, we split half an hour. Sister Katie will have do her own study. And she's doing I can't remember. What was the name of that? Fruits of the Spirit. She's doing a study on that, and then I'll take the last half and teach about an herb. We'll pick an herb and we'll teach about a medicinal herb, and we'll, you know, learn all about it. It's such a blessing. And then the next week for women's study, because we alternate, we're in testimonies to the church. So, you know, 1 week we'll do the fruits of the spirit and the medicinal plants, and the next week we'll do testimonies of the church. And I'm telling you, it's you know, we know that Jesus is there with us. We know he's there. We can feel him. We can hear him speak through our hearts. It's a wonderful study, and I praise the Lord. Although it's only a handful, it's more than a handful, the blessing that we get from it. And I just want to praise his name for that. Okay, so I'll hand the mic back over to Pastor.
Okay, all right. Let's see, what do I got here? Not sure what you mean there, Eli, but anyway. Alright. Oh, wait, that's it. Has anybody else got their hand up? Let me just check my email again real quick. Otherwise, it looks like that might be it. Oh, I just... Brother Lewin. Okay, Lewin. Hey, thanks, brother. I better write that down. But thank you. Yeah, he obviously heard me on WTPR. So... okay, so, Brother Sean's got his hand up.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? And yes, you may. Wait, do you want me to PM or do you need me? Okay, hold on. Okay. Well, Sabbath blessings, everybody. Let me stop getting my computer make that noise. Okay. I want to praise the Lord for continuing to reveal his truth in his word, and indeed even in SLP, and even for continuously revealing new ways in which to go forward and push the work. And I'm going to ask that you guys please pray that Satan cannot hinder that. And I also want to praise the Lord because... it seems he's been giving me more dreams lately that appear to connect with my life and things that are happening around me. And at first, I've written off, there's two things that I can think of, that I woke up and I've just written them off, like it's just a dream, like multitude of business. And then something happens that reminds me specifically of what I had just dreamt about. And so, I was... both times I was shocked, and so I want to praise the Lord for that, for continuing to do that. I've also noticed, and this is something that I've noticed over the years, and it's just that I've noticed, it seems that the more I'm in SLP, the more I just dig, it seems the more that tends to happen. And that has been, obviously that's been happening more lately, so I want to praise the Lord for that. And I also want to praise the Lord for, again, bringing me into contact with another friend that I used to talk to. And this time, it was someone who used to be a Sabbath keeper. I don't know if they still are, but somebody who, you know, the Lord shared the truth to me, of course, and I reached out to them, and they started becoming a Sabbath keeper. And there were some problems. And recently, this person has reached back out to me, and they did it sometime throughout this week, but I actually didn't find out until last night. And so I want to praise the Lord that, again, another person is reaching out, or I'm in contact with another person, I should say. And I want to please ask that you guys please pray for them as well, so that they will walk the straight and narrow gate regardless of the consequences. And Gideon has a praise. He says, I was trying to share who the Antichrist is and what the mark is with my older sister. Her name is Gloria. And Satan was really trying to stop her from hearing the word. I attempted multiple times to talk to her in 1 week, and every time something came up. Plus, due to the fear of my dad, she didn't even want to be in the same room as me whilst I showed her. Wanted to do it via web call. Praise God that for some reason, the same day my dad went out to do something, she was also free. So she came into my room to hear the message. I moved out of the house soon after. After finally getting to talk to her, she finally understood everything, and she could see the church is in error, and she'd have to look disloyal to the church that I was trying to tell everyone the truth. She's more beloved in the church than I am. She's really a friendly type of person, if she left, so many would be saved. Please keep Gloria in your prayers. She's in a position where she needs to leave, like I do. In fact, by me talking to her, I ended up being able to show another person a message who didn't like how the church seemed to be becoming more cult-like. More praying for Gloria. Alrighty, and there should be one more if it hasn't already come in. Okay. The overall message of that church saying you can't say anything wrong to the preacher, even if he's in error, and it was a Pentecostal church. Alrighty, brother. So thank you for sharing. And Sister Denise has a praise. And she says, Sabbath blessings. I want to praise the Lord for everything, of course. But I would like to share certain praises. Towards the end of May, I was trying to sell my laptop, but I ended up getting scammed and lost my laptop and money. I also lost my dog, who had been with me about 7 years, a job opportunity, and a family member. Everything happened a day apart within 1 week. I tried my best to stay very close with the Lord, and now I can say the Lord is blessing me. I'm going to have a laptop very soon. I'm going to get a laptop very soon. I also have been blessed with another dog who I am happy with, and as of now, it looks like I will be having a job in perhaps about a month. I want to also praise the Lord for the people coming to the truth and the work that is getting done. Let's continue praying for each other, and I will keep praying for you all. God bless, and amen, sis. Amen to that. Alrighty, I don't have any more praises on this side. Sabbath blessings, everybody, and I will put down the mic.
Okay, hold on a second here. I have to check my email here. I just got a PM from Brother Alvin that he emailed his praise. Where is my... There it is. Oh, must have gone to that email address there. All right. Let me pop it out onto this monitor here. And this is from Brother Alvin. He says, Happy Sabbath, everyone. My computer hard drive crashed and failed recently, and I was so worried all my important files were gone and can't be recovered, as I was advised that I have to reformat the disk and do a fresh install so I can use my PC again. Brother, I'll tell you this like I tell everybody. Make backups. I have five backups of everything I own, just in case. And there's free software you can download that'll do it while you're sleeping. That'll prevent... You don't want to keep everything on one hard drive, because hard drives will die eventually. But he goes on to say, I didn't follow that option. The fresh install, which is wise. I even called a disk recovery specialist just to recover the files. Will cost me from $500 to $2,000. Yeah, I had a hard drive die on me before I had a chance to do a weekly update or backup. And they did that to me. And I says, all right, then forget it. I'm not going to give you that money. And it was their company that I bought the hard drive from. Anyway, he goes, wow, that's too much. So I didn't take that option either. I knew our enemy was behind on this thing to prevent me from doing my work for our Lord. When my wife and kids knew about it, they were so sad because they have their old pictures and videos saved in the computer, and my six-year-old kid sighed, "So our memories are gone?" Oh, that's sad. We prayed for help, and our God answered it by using my brother-in-law, who advised me to try to buy a USB disk adapter, and that I did. To make a long story short, when I got the adapter after a week waiting, we were so happy recovering our files. Praise the Lord for his guidance and goodness. Amen. God bless us all. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. But yeah, do backups. The hard drives today are so cheap, especially the spinners. You know, the solid state ones are a little bit more expensive, but now they've gone down drastically in price. But yeah, everybody needs to make backups. You know, I do major backups once a month where everything more or less gets shut down for a few moments. But and then Brother Alex says, "Praise the Lord, a cop gave me a warning instead of a ticket, despite my telling the Lord I would bear the full consequences because I pretty much deserved it." Oh, you were speeding, huh? Okay, yeah. I think all of us have, you know, that speed limit thing. I think it's, you know, it's just so strange. Especially when you go to Germany with the Autobahn, no speed limit. You know, these guys are doing 150 mile an hour. But then again, and no one, there's hardly any ever accidents because everybody steers clear of that road. So let's see. Yeah, amen, Brother Eli. Exactly true. That, I figured that was happening, so I have this way of doing it. You're checking things out. 26 over the limit in driving stupid through the streets. Wow, and he only gave you a warning. 26, anything over 12 is a mover. Well, you got to tell me not to say something. But yeah, just be careful, bro. I know what it means. I know what it means to, you know, I always get you tracked, especially out here in the back roads. You're driving, if you don't have cruise control on, before you know it, you're doing 20, 25 miles over the limit. I mean, there's absolutely no traffic, and it just feels like you're just going normal. I've had that happen many times, especially when I have to slow down to make a turn, and I realize, whoa, I got to slow down a lot to get to that turn. So I've gone over 20 miles over the limit, too. It just happens. So it's no big deal. It's not like it's like you committed a big old sin or something. So just be careful, brother. So let's see. Okay, I got Alvin's. Okay, I think that's it. Let me just check the email one more time. Oh, no, I got one from Brother Severin. Okay, let me pop it out so I can see it rather than stretching my neck over there to look. All right, Brother Severin says, "Being more vigilant on tithing has yielded several blessings in my finances that has greatly helped. One was the bill was completely paid that I knew I owed several hundred on, and just other things that have happened that have made things easier, obviously. Small thank yous, and even had a client give me a large check out of the blue. We all must give our tithe, even when small." Amen, brother. Amen and amen and amen. You know, I never knew about the tithe until we had just started keeping Sabbath. I was tithing to my own work. I was working a 9-to-5 job, and I was just putting the tithe. Actually, I wasn't tithing at all, and then I started tithing to my own work, like stashing the tithe, like for like if I needed a new computer or if I needed something to do the work with, right? And then the Lord revealed to me in a study that, no, you got to find someone. It has to be a complete separation from my pocket. I can't gain by it in any way. See, that's another reason you don't want to tie to a 501c3. You get a tax write-off, your tithe has just been nullified. It's useless. You know, your tithe, you just threw money out the window. And you haven't even tithed yet. Let's say you gave $10,000. You owe the Lord $10,000. Because you just wrote it off. You destroyed your tithe. So, but anyway, that's when I started to see. Because the Lord actually says in his word that you can test him on this. You can try him on this. And where I couldn't, and I've shared this before, and I'll just share it quickly, and then I'll check the email again to see if we have any more praises. But so far, no. But I couldn't keep the bills paid. They were always paying them when they were red. And I, with 100% of my money, couldn't do it. And then things, you know, unexpected expenses kept coming up, and just money was going out the door. And this is when I finally got the 9-to-5 job, and I hadn't started going full-time ministry yet. And because the Lord was, he was going to let me go full-time if I wouldn't tithe him right. And so I went into a study, and then I discovered that I was doing it wrong, so I started tithing outside my own work. You know, I found, this is like 25 years ago, I found a ministry. I'm not going to say who it is because I found out later that that ministry was corrupt. It had a 501c3, and so I stopped doing it. By then, we already had people that we could tie to in the SDR family. And so I started tithing, and I only had like 90% of my money left, plus the love offering. And the love offerings weren't really that big because I didn't have money to give. And let's say if I only gave 5%, so I only had 85% of my money, like for a love offering, only 5%. So let's say I had 85% of my money, but yet all my bills were paid on time. And then I looked in the scripture and I saw how when you do that, the Lord prevents the devourer from coming around. You know, Satan, where he starts to make, you know, like in our case, the lawnmower breaking down, the truck breaking down, the fridge breaking down. And then that was an unexpected expense, or a kid trips and falls and you got to go pay for stitches, you know. But actually, you can do stitches at home. You just hold it together really tight and, you know, put a strong band-aid on it. I ripped the whole bottom of my toe off once, wrapped it real tight, wrapped it in toilet paper, wrapped it in duct tape. A couple, 3 days later, took it off. It was healed. Enough to walk on. Wasn't healed, but I never got stitches. But so tithing is very, very, very important. It's what helps, you know, like the myself and stuff. Like when you guys tithe, I never ask for money because I realize that the remnant people are obedient. They're supposed to tithe. They know they got to give at least 10%. You only tithe where you are fed scripture, you know, fed the truth. You can't tithe partially in this ministry and partially in that ministry. If those other ministries are, first of all, 501c3, and second of all, you're not really getting anything out of them. We've had people come and join us over the years and be with us every Sabbath, never tithe. They tithe in some SDA church. And I always thought that's strange. You know, they're going to get spanked for that. And some of them did. But that's up to the Lord. You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, you got to tithe to me. No, you know, it's up to the Lord. And so, but yeah, the Lord will bless you like that. And it's like, whoa, when we saw that. And then when you help people, like the needy and stuff like that, it's like, whoa. And I'm talking about people you know. I'm not talking about handing a $20 bill to a guy, you know, sucking on a bottle of night train on the end of some ditch. You know, you want to give him a meal. You don't give him cash. Unless you personally know the guy is going to use, or the woman is going to use the cash in a proper manner. And, you know, like helping somebody with their rent or something, literally paying their rent for them or paying their electric bill for them. And, boy, the Lord really does return that to you. Now, you don't get it right away. Let's say you help 10 people. And those 10 people over the course of like 3 years, you've helped with, say, $400. So you help somebody with $4,000, you know, $400 for 10 people, $4,000. Out of the blue, maybe 3-4 years later, somebody will give you $4,000. It's just amazing how all of a sudden the Lord just gives that to you. You know, and it's a prayer walk. It's a faith walk, actually. Like my wife and I, we've never, you know, ever since we went full time into ministry, we never asked for a single donation ever. We just pray and ask the Lord and then have them send the people that are serious, you know, that want to hear the truth. I'm not asking them to send them so they'll tithe to me. No, I want them to hear the truth. And then if they tithe, then two blessings happen. And I'll end with this. The first blessing is he's pleased with the work I do because he is answering my prayer when I need money for an electric bill or gas bill or whatever, you know. And number two, I just met a real Christian. Because I never asked that person for a dime and never will. When you see pastors out there start asking on a regular basis for money like they do on YouTube and stuff like that, I mean, it's not no big deal to put a tithe button or a donate button on a website because that's convenient for some of the church members to be able to go and send a donation to you without actually asking. But when they constantly ask and say, hit us on Patreon or something like that, yeah, they're in for the money. Hold on a second here. Did she say that publicly, Alex? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing in a few minutes. It's in the main chat. Okay, we're going to be discussing this in a few minutes. All right? You cannot tithe to people that are preaching heresy. you will be held accountable for that. All right. Okay. All right. You cannot. We're going to be discussing that in a minute. And yeah, I know. I saw that, Brother Matthew. Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's. Let me just check my email one more time here. Oh, I got an email. I don't see who from, though. Sister Jessica. Jessica says, looking to have my password reset, please. My login is not working. I don't know anybody's passwords. I can make a new one for you, and then you got to change it. But I want. Let me just fix this for her so she can get back in here. And then we'll end in prayer. Oh no, we got to do some music here. Well, here, why don't let me drop the mic since I didn't get any emails, I don't have any more PMs. Let me scroll the room. Nothing in the room. Okay, so I'm gonna drop the mic. Somebody could put up some music, and I'll try to help out Sister Jessica here.
Wonderful people are that's right.
Okay, let me get the... Okay. We can kneel. Let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We trust you and we love you. We thank you for giving us all that we need to grow in Christ. And thank you for blessing us with all these praises and all these answered prayers and all these wonderful blessings that you have placed upon your people. Thank you for keeping us safe all around the world. We have people in every nation now. And thank you so much for keeping a hedge of angels around each and every one of us as individuals. And please, Father, there are many on our prayer list that are lost that need Christ. And so please bless us with opportunities to share or send someone to listen to share. And thank you so much for loving us first and blessing us with salvation and the joy that comes with it. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you only because of your Son, your precious only begotten Son. Thank you so much for him. And thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. And we offer this prayer and this praise unto you, the Godhead. And we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.